How does that change the dynamics inside of a firm, especially if they didn't already have a remote team to begin with?
It's like having another office is how we position it, because all of the team members work within our facilities. So it's like it's just them creating another office. But I think that's one of the biggest challenges that firms do have, is that whole people management and not enough focus on people. So if you've got really good process, then it really works well. If you've got really poor process or average process, it exposes the process. So it also exposes firms' ability to be able to train and how capable they are at doing that when it is remote. But I think that, you know, that's the fortunate part with the pandemic, is that, you know, remote taught us we had to use Zoom. We had to do things remotely. We couldn't do it face-to-face. So the biggest thing we see is that firms, when they treat it like another office and it's just their team are in another office and it happens to be in another country, then that's typically the best way. But whatever culture things you do locally, you just apply the same to your global team. It's just changing your mindset from, you know, everyone sits with us locally to, well, hang on, we've just got a team of the best talent in the best countries.